This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Some media outlets and others looking at the revised HHS contraceptive abortifacient drug mandate are clearly under the impression that the HHS has substantially expanded its exemptions for religious employers under mandate rules. Pro-life groups and others are saying not so fast. Now, no distinction is being made between houses of worship, its schools, institutions, or its employees. Attorney Wesley Smith says the new rules, despite their nice-sounding press releases, are a rapid way for the Obama administration to expand the HHS mandate. No conscience is allowed in the public square. No institution is allowed to express in their business conduct what they teach in their classrooms. Even insurance for nuns in a church convent would be required to offer contraceptives. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other news, after nationwide criticism and being taken to task by three Colorado bishops, Catholic Health Initiatives will no longer argue in court that an unborn child is not a person. St. Thomas More Hospital is defending itself against a suit involving the tragic death of twin unborn boys at their hospital. 12,000 doses of the Plan B morning after pill have been dispensed to New York City school children. A report in the New York Post says the abortifacient hormone overdoses were dispensed without involving parents. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.